Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. DJ Dangler's on the show today, plus cigarette earrings and Bond movies and theme songs. Coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Don't wipe it on me, Marie. I don't know where you got. Don't wipe it on me. Don't you know what I mean? Don't wipe it on me, Marie. I don't know, honey. I don't know where you got it.
Something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hanging out with us in the studio, it's the man, the beard, DJ Dangler.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Deej.
That is a serious beard.
Yeah, I am mostly beard now. And I have to say, last time I was here, they pointed out, Chick, you weren't here. And they outed you. They said you hate this look.
Oh.
You hate the big beard, bald head.
I'm of the school of thought that the length of the hair on your head should match your beard.
I'm going, this is the reverse mullet. Like, this is...
okay.
No, like, that's what I'm like, yeah, right. It's a carnival up front. Up front, butcher shop in the back.
That's right.
Not everybody can pull it off. I think you do.
But it's very much your look,
yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. I couldn't pull that look off.
You'd never try.
It carries
How do you know?
Well, because I know if I tried, I'd be living in an apartment.
Oh, I see. Alone. So it's not that you can't, it's you're not allowed.
No, but I wouldn't.
It's no way to live, boy.
It's not my look.
Well, what?
You don't know to try.
See, we're having this at our house because I like my husband's hair a little longer and he likes it shorter. And
you've got a bargaining chip you're sitting on. Sorry, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
He makes excellent.
I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Pay no attention. Use sex as a weapon.
Yeah. Okay. No, but DJ, you do that. Look works for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, in fact, if you didn't have the beard, I wouldn't recognize you. It would really throw me off.
I look ridiculous without a beard. I look like a fat Mr. Clean.
When was the last time you saw yourself clean shaven?
About a year ago. Oh, about a year and a half ago.
You look like a more goyish Allen Ginsberg.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll take that. Does that work for anybody?
He just wanted to say goyish.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean,
yeah, I like it. I've seen the worst minds of my generation wrecked by madness.
There we go. We got a guy. He's cracked open a book.
There you go.
Howell. Now, a couple things we're trying to dig up for you. I've got a odd connection to sports coming up with earrings.
Of course.
Because we just had some nice earrings from I Hate Steven Singer.
Yes, did you find it? Them.
Okay, here we go. Pop this on the screen. This is something going around.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple different versions of these. Mm-hmm. In this case, these are little square earrings that look like the logo of Marlboro cigarettes.
Yeah.
If you just glance at it, your brain tells you it's a Marlboro logo.
Is your wife, girlfriend, or mother a complete dirt bag?
How many?
These are great.
Many miles would you have had to have collected for those?
They say a Signetti.
Right.
Of course, and it's also it's kind of the colors of Indiana University.
Red and crimson and.
But it's every bit a Marlboro
cream.
Play.
Yeah.
There's also a version of these earrings that I saw a minute ago online where it's two cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like they're two real cigarettes dangling from this woman's ears.
Lovely.
In honor of the.
Gorgeous.
We're honoring the coach.
Yeah, but
if it weren't for some, fascist government, we could have cigarette commercials still.
I like the stance of being angry there aren't cigarette ads.
I miss the good old days.
Hey,
cartoons were smoking in between cartoons.
Where everybody smoked wherever they wanted. You want to go back to that?
Show us your Kent. Remember that?
If they were allowed to spend money on this show, absolutely. No, that almost took out the magazine business when they took away the...
Cigarette ads.
And how about the world of racing?
Yeah.
Remember all of, the Marlboro car?
Oh, sure.
Winston Cup, for gosh sake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a law, though? That there's no cigarette ads on cars?
Yeah, you can't have them anymore.
Wow.
They kept the color scheme on some, but you couldn't put Marlboro on it.
Yeah, there was the Marlboro car. Mm-hmm. Three of them.
Weren't
there three of them at one point?
I remember very well, but yeah.
This is a playful... way to get to the coach, because of the first part of his name is Sig. We can get away from that. Apparently no one thought that was as amusing as I did. Can you find the picture of the super hot lady wearing the cigarettes? No, she's some hot co-ed.
Those earrings are for like women who work on barges.
When's the last time you saw a woman that works on a barge?
Josh, wait a minute. Okay. Is she a football fan? Is that why she's wearing the earrings? Unless you're an IU.
That's a tough broad who's wearing Marlboro-esque earrings.
Not as tough as the chick with the skull chewing tobacco earrings.
That
woman is the toughest.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you stand on gauges? The little circles you put in your ear, the lobe?
I think sometimes they look cool.
Yeah.
I think a guy like you, DJ, could pull it off.
They can look fine, but I'm going to do just a little bit of reporting. They smell bad.
I've always heard
really?
That.
Really?
I had a girlfriend with like gauged ears, and if she would change them out in the car, it would be worse than any stink I've ever made by accident.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
But even earring, like if you smell the back of... woman's earring, it reeks.
It's bad. You have to clean your ears.
It can clear a room. And it's kind of a weird, funny thing to know that you're like, oh no, that person has a weird trick. Like they can almost
spray.
That'd
be a good show. Things that stink. ever been around a kid when they take their cast off?
Yeah, that's smelly.
Yeah, that's rough.
Very that's bad. That is ripe, my friend.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that is bad.
What about my sports cast?
You're bullying yourself.
See, my goal has been reached. Okay, I think we have the one with the young lady with
this going to convince us how cool this is.
I can't tell if I'm getting the signal or not. There we go. There we go. She's got an
IU. I like it more than I thought I was going
to. IU hat on. And see, that looks like dangling cigarettes.
Yeah, and look at her. I mean, she, that is a...
That is a lot of red lipstick.
That is
I know her.
You do?
You do?
How? Tell her she's Caucasian.
And you haven't brought her in here?
Hi, Holly. Yeah.
No, she's like, that's...
What does Holly do for a living?
Wearing those to a bar is like asking for ear trauma, though, right? How many
Holly
drunk
owns
guys
a
are going
to
try to rip that off?
Yeah.
She's married to a lawyer.
Gotcha.
Don't make fun of her. She's very, very, very attractive, sir.
Earrings save her now.
Sue the hell out of us.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's great. Isn't that sweet? Kind of a fun thing. And there was this news story yesterday and at the press conference. Mm-hmm. Coach Cignetti, after the press conference, he had alluded to this several other times. I'm going to go relax and have a beer. And there's an official beer that is a part of a charity program that
Upland
they're doing
Brewing, yeah.
with a brewer from Bloomington, Indiana. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's nice.
Apparently, they had been giving the guys beer throughout the season. They had been supplying the coaches for the after the game thing, and it was a very nice shout out that the coach did.
It is fun.
And
it's helping.
It does make the tub dump problematic at the end. They dump the
One of these during the game guy at the sideline, cigarette, beer. That used to be.
It was.
I mean, when's the last time there was a locker room shot of a guy? I know in baseball, a locker room with a guy smoking.
Who was the one Cub that was just always smoking?
Oh, I don't know.
There was the one Cub.
In the dugout?
Yeah, like just always. I don't want to get it wrong because I have so many friends that are Cubs fans, they would hate me forever. But I know there was one Cub that was just, was it Ryan Sandberg?
That would be pretty funny in a college guy.
Yeah.
Well, hurt my leg, I'm going to just have a couple smokes. In any event, I thought those earrings were kind of cool.
Yeah, they're.
Well, I'm glad you liked them.
Good for you.
No, let me finish here. Might be a fun Valentine's Day gift, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got that IU co-ed.
There you go.
That is your sweetie.
Do that.
Josh, I am trying to help guys like you. Now,
you never have good advice for romance.
In a Ruby.
If you're not shoving earrings into mashed potatoes, you're telling people to buy cigarette earrings?
Steven Singer makes nice ruby and diamond earrings.
So you get one of each. You get her some nice earrings, plus you get sort of the comically underscoring the fandom of your sweetheart.
All right.
The fandom of your sweetheart.
Your sweetheart is an IU fan.
Yes.
Will you ever buy her those cigarette earrings? You know the answer. You hypocrite.
No. Kelly would love those, provided there was an optional augmented pair of diamond earrings. Well, see, there's another young lady wearing them. They're so cool. Is that the lawyer husband, that guy?
No, that's a different girl. I don't know that girl.
Okay.
I knew the other girl. I don't know.
He looks like he'd sue me. Look at that face. Really? It just reeks of lawsuit.
What it reeks of?
Let's be careful.
I'm going to assume
that would go easy here.
See, I didn't finish.
I'll tell you what. It doesn't reek of ham, I'll tell you that.
See, bacon that shit.
More bacon. Hey, you want to hear the top 10 James Bond movies of all time?
I do.
As rated by this online rating system.
Top 10.
Hang on. He's trying to talk to Jason. Yes, Tom. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done. I'm listening for the top 10 James Bond movies as rated by.
I'm going to start writing some down, though.
Spectre, 2015. Never seen it.
That's number 10?
It was okay.
Number 10 is Spectre.
It was pretty cool.
Number 9, 1965, Thunderball.
That's yes.
Number 9.
That, in my mind, is number 1, but
that's
keep going.
Number 9. Number 8, The Spy Who Loved Me, 1977.
No.
And I'm not sure which Bond. It is Roger Moore.
Yeah, that one's pretty good, too.
A great song, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heaven Above Me. That's the Spy Who Loved Me.
I love that song.
I think it was Carly Simon.
Yeah.
Number 7 is Dr. No from 1962.
That would be my third.
It's a little dry, but yes.
Number 6, Goldeneye with Pierce Brosnan.
That's for sure.
Really?
The franchise was all but dead.
Yeah, underrated. GoldenEye. I will give it that much.
Number five, From Russia with Love.
That, I think, is one of the most boring.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Number four, No Time to Die from 2021. Is that the most recent?
Yes.
No, that's the worst.
And that's surprising because most people consider that not good.
No.
I thought it was entertaining. But
is that the Daniel Craig Bond?
Yep.
Way too long?
The guy with the big eyes in Time to Die. Mr. Eye.
Yeah, the guy in a motorcycle.
Yeah, the big eye. Number three is Goldfinger, 1964.
That'd be my number two.
Number two is Skyfall from 2012.
I do too. That's good.
Javier Bardem.
No, that's the one that turns it. Yeah, Javier Bardem. He's a albino.
God, he's so good in that.
This is the one that turns into Home Alone at the end. They booby trap.
But
Is that the one that has the cool scene where they get the dusty Aston Martin out of the garage?
I don't know. You wait.
Yeah.
You wait the whole movie to see the car.
Well, you know,
it's a James Bond movie. There's a cool car.
That car is going to be pretty cool, James.
Number one is a Casino Royale from 2006.
So they're big Craig fans.
Craig. Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Number one for them.
Thunderball number one, Goldfinger two, Dr. No three.
So you're Ulsh Connery.
You're old school.
And Thunderball's great. I mean, the era when it was done, all that underwater photography.
That was in the Bahamas, that one, right?
Yeah, and that's why Sean Connery ended up getting a house there.
I love Thunderball. That is a great
one. That is a good one.
And it's a semi-reasonable plot. There's a couple of things a little bit hard to swallow.
You remember who did Thunderball, the song?
Yeah. That's Tom Jones.
That's Tom Jones.
And Tom Jones has an interview with him. He goes, I have no idea what these lyrics mean. they're really forced. Now, if you want to rate James Bond theme songs, now we're talking.
What would be your number one?
Well, Goldfinger. Goldfinger.
As your favorite, not the most famous.
Like that's what I was going to say. Like, Goldfinger is not even my favorite. It just
my favorite, believe it or not, my favorite is Paul McCartney, although the Guns N' Roses version of it is also great.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die is a great song.
Those are great.
Mm-hmm. I love that song. Mm-mm. Pat, you look like you just swallowed a turd.
I don't like that song at all. I hate that song for some reason.
It's Paul McCartney. The man can do no wrong.
I know. I don't like it.
He's the greatest musician of our lifetime.
If it weren't for him.
Really? Well, I guess we can't be friends anymore.
Oh, boy.
So much for that.
You know, Tom Hanks has begged to be a Bond villain, and no one has taken him up on it. They have to.
He'd be great.
I know. Like, it's his one. It's like a bucket list thing for him. He has begged them to make him.
Billy
a Bond
Bob
villain.
Thornton would be terrific.
He would be good.
Bond villain.
Yeah,
I love a scary Billy Bob Thornton.
Me too. Yes.
It's such an off-putting thing. Yeah. Like, he's a terrifying. He's
him in Fargo. Wow.
Oh my god.
Good.
That's so
him,
scary.
Him in that radio interview, getting pissed at that DJ.
That is nerve-wracking.
That is one of the most cringeworthy pieces in history. It makes me afraid to talk to him again.
We have the, did you look up the theme songs? According to Men's Health, these are the top 10 James Bond theme songs.
Start at the bottom.
I am. Number 10, Billie Eilish, No Time to Die.
That's good. It is good.
I enjoy that one.
I'm glad that is. That's good representation on that. I'm glad.
Number 9, I don't even know this person, Matt Monroe from Russia with Love.
Oh, Matt Monroe, back in the 50s, Matt.
That's okay. Love.
Number 8, Louis Armstrong, We Have All the Time in the World.
It's
Was that what? Made for it, or was that just used in it?
Wait. This is said. I don't know.
You said Louis Armstrong. I heard Louis Anderson.
We have all the time. Would have also been a real entertaining Bond villain. Watch him blow up.
He would have been great, except it would have been Dickie galore.
Number 7.
I expect you to die.
Goldfinger is number 7 on there.
How wrong can they be?
Too high.
It's not easy on the ear.
No, it's not.
No.
Number 6, Sheena Easton, For Your Eyes Only. That's when I was thinking.
That's okay.
Number 5, Radiohead, Spectre. Men's Health might be skewing a little younger.
You're going to be mad when A View to a Kill is in the top 3.
Number 4, Nancy Sinatra, You Only Live Twice.
That's a good one.
That's a real good one. I forgot about that one.
This Bond was made for walking.
These boots do so many things.
Number 3, Paul McCartney's Live and Let Die. Number 2, Adele with Skyfall.
No.
Number 1, Diamonds Are Forever.
Is that also Shirley Bassey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one didn't stick as much.
No.
Our guest is Dan Greeter in the studio.
Good morning.
Dan, you're telling us you went to Ohio State University.
Yes, I did.
Did you graduate?
Huh? Oh, yes.
Okay. I graduated. Majored in?
Journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Majored in journalism.
Did you take a job then as a journalist of some sort?
No, I had problems with the job interviews.
Oh, really?
I wasn't good at these things. I go on this one, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing everything right. I'm looking snazzy. You know, I got my little blue job interviewing suit on. Got my brand new empty briefcase.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, walk in there, big mahogany office, very intimidating job in front of me. A little bit of advice for those of you out there who may have a job interview in the future. It's always a good idea to bring an extra copy of your resume for yourself to refer to during the interviewing process. Because if you're like me, it's hard to remember all the amazing things you've done in your life. Why, Dan, it says here in high school, you're national spelling bee champion. Okay. You know, then he starts like firing those questions at me like, Dan, what's your biggest weakness? Of course, I told him my biggest weakness was that I just pushed myself too damn hard. I'm an eager beaver. Want to know the truth? Biggest weakness? Oh, hey, punctuality. I just can't seem to get my ass out of bed in the morning. I hit the snooze there. Sometimes I dream I get up. Oh, yeah. That's number one.
I do that. Yeah.
Motivation. Close second. Motivation. Yeah, write that down. I'm surprised I'm here, for Christ's sake. So early. You're not exactly right next door, are you, bright eyes? Dan, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do I see myself in 5 years? Well, sir, God willing, I'll be laid up at home with some work-related injury. Yeah. Live with that workers' comp.
You're our kind of man.
Sometimes I dream I'm getting up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.